This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. For the past few days, we've been talking about Steph's wedding situation. Her friend is getting married, and she can't find anyone to dog sit for her baby Momo, and we all love Momo. So she suggested that she bring the dog, and the bride said no. So yesterday, we spoke to a bridesmaid who said they were on a group text talking about this whole situation. How do you feel about that?
Honestly, I didn't think it was going to get this far. I'm frustrated that that she's frustrated, and I just want to like hash things out. I just want to talk to her and be like, hey, I want to come to your wedding, but I'm in a dilemma. Can you just let Momo in for 15 minutes and that's it, and I'll try and come back to the ceremony after I drop Momo off at the hotel?
And the reactions have been mixed. We talked to the bridesmaid yesterday, and I guess the bride actually heard the podcast. And she has reached out to us because she wanted to talk about it. And everyone, let's welcome the bride. It's Janine.
Hey, Janine.
Hi, Janine.
Good morning, everyone.
First of all, congratulations. I mean, you are getting married. How exciting. Are you excited?
Is it too late to cancel? Everything hurts.
Oh gosh, Janine!
Then this is not how you should be feeling. I mean, of course there's some jitters and like, yeah, things pop up and we get it. But I hope you know deep down that Steph is so happy for you. We all are really happy for you. And this is going to be awesome. Everything's going to get worked out, I'm sure. I hope. But yeah, you wanted to talk to us on the show today. What are your thoughts here?
Well, I think I was surprised. I didn't expect to wake up hearing about my wedding and the situation on air. I have people texting me, reaching out to me to say hashtag team bride, hashtag team Steph.
Oh, dang.
So this is not in my bingo card for the wedding planning.
Well, I just want to say I'm really happy so many people are listening to our show.
Well, Janine, where do you stand on the whole thing then? Because I'm on hashtag team Steph on this. I know she's tried. She's exhausted all of her options. It's not like she's saying, I just want to bring Momo because I love dogs. She's really tried so hard to find someone to watch Momo. And it seems like the only way she can get up there and be a part of this, your special day, is just to have Momo out there for 10 minutes during that ceremony.
Yeah, and listen, Momo is a good boy. I adore him. However, he is a wild card, especially at a wedding. Mm-hmm. And yes, we're going to have dogs in the wedding that are my family. My mom's dogs are going to be walking. But at the end of the day, I think what hurts my feelings is I told Steph no, and she's continuing to ask people their opinion. I'm feeling like a broken record saying the same thing over and over again. And again, I'm just feeling frustrated. I want Steph there. I adore her. It's always been my dream to have her at my wedding, but this is something I'm not willing to budge on.
Janine, I just want to say, like, I know you know Momo's a good dog, but I would hate to miss out on your wedding if I could just maybe sneak him in. We don't have to tell anyone. I have a carrier that I can bring him in. Or, I mean, if you need him as a ring bearer, I can bring him there. I just don't want you. I just really, really want to be at your wedding. And I don't want to cause any more drama. If there's any chance that I can bring Momo, I would love, love, love to bring him to your ceremony.
Honestly, what I'm picturing is him sitting on your lap, and then what if my mom's dogs are walking down the aisle, Momo falls in love, and now it's a whole thing. And it's just too many unconsiderable things that I don't feel comfortable with taking a risk on this. And I hope that you understand. And I don't know if this is something we need to take, you know, we take this off air and just really hash this out, but I'm still feeling frustrated that I'm feeling like you're not hearing the message that it's a no.
Like, you've said no several times and you just want that to be the end of it, which I understand. It's your day, you know, and there's just no other option, maybe just leaving Momo at the hotel and checking up on him after the ceremony, maybe?
Look, Janine, here. I don't want to ask you anymore, but I want you to know that if I can't get a sitter for Momo, then I'm not going to go, and that's going to be what's going to have to happen.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Let's see. That exact statement makes me feel like going to this once-in-a-lifetime thing is contingent upon what you want. And so that sucks to hear, but to be honest, I think that we should end it here, and it sounds like we're not going to come to an agreement.
If that's what's going to happen, then that's what's going to happen. Maybe we can talk about this later, but if this is how you're feeling, then I'll just make arrangements and tell the hotel and our flights that we can't go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Well, Mercedes, thank you for giving me a chance to say my piece, and I will talk to y'all later. Thank you again.
Bye, Janine. Oh, she gosh. Hung up. Oh.
I wasn't expecting that.
I feel like you guys both got very defensive and it went really negative. And that it makes me really sad. I feel like this whole thing just blew up into something it shouldn't have.
I'm really hurt. Like, just by this whole thing, I think we're just not seeing eye to eye. Maybe it's the heat of the last few weeks of the wedding and she's not seeing where I'm seeing. And I got a lot going on behind the scenes. So maybe that's what it is. I don't go and we go from there.
I can hang out with you that weekend. You don't go.
Thanks. Maybe I need it.
Is she off the phone?
She's off the phone now. She looks a little bit refreshed from when she was on the phone with the bride.
Hey, Steph.
Hey.
I'm sorry. I don't have a direct line of sight. Once in a while, I can catch your movements. But
yeah.
So you just got off the phone with Janine, who is the bride. getting married, and you're supposed to go to the wedding, and then things just ended kind of awkward. You were talking to her. How's everything?
Well, we ended the conversation really heated on the air, which was, you know, maybe I shouldn't go. Maybe I should cancel my plans because I can't find a sitter for Momo. I don't feel comfortable doing boarding and stuff like that. And she was just like, if that's what we have to come to agreement, then that's fine. And I didn't like that. So when we got on the phone, I just straight up, I apologize. And I think I need to make an apology for how I've been sounding and how I've been acting, because as a dog parent, I am very protective of my dog. I'm not easily trusting of people with them. So that was my option. And I kept pushing her. I kept budging her. And she's like, that's exactly why I was frustrated with you. And to find out that you're going on the radio behind my back and talking about the situation, and asking for people's opinion, it just made it 10 times worse. And I totally agree. And I'm totally sorry. And that's where I started getting emotional, is because, you know, that's what we do with our lives on the radio. Unfortunately, we go to our friends on us three. We talk to each other about our lives. And that's what happens. We figure out how we move on with our lives. And I didn't go about it the right way. And I think I owe a deep apology for how I've been trying to push this onto the bride. So I'm totally sorry to the people that I've offended. I'm totally sorry about how I've been acting. And she accepted the apology, and she goes, it's okay. I just want to hash this out. And I said, I'm sorry I can't go to your wedding. I'm so sorry that this is probably how it's going to have to conclude to, because I don't have a sitter for Momo. And she was like, you know what? Let's squash this. I'm going to talk to my wedding coordinator. I'm going to see if we can have Momo not at the ceremony, but at least to be in the bridal suite, so that you can check in on him when you need to during the ceremony and the reception. And honestly, when she said that, I was like, that would be my biggest relief in this whole thing. Like, I've just been so stressed out. So if that happens, I just want to say thank you. If you can't make it work, then I'm just glad that we are able to come to a compromise and to an agreement. And she apologized too. She said, hey, I'm so sorry for how I've been acting. I mean, you know, she's like, I'm being Bridezilla right now, and I'm so sorry. So we both apologized. We both came to a compromise, and I'm hoping that we can move forward from here, because it's just been really, really really, really stressful.
Yeah, I know it has been. And at the end of the day, I just don't want a friendship to be lost over it. And it sounds like you guys are not, that's not going to happen. It sounds like you guys had a good conversation and a productive conversation. And as far as the apology goes, you know, I know you and I didn't see eye to eye on that, but I don't expect an apology. I just want the friendship to be fixed. And I know that some people are not, you know, not agreeing with you. Some people are agreeing with you. It's just one of those things where I think at the end of the day, the friendship cannot be taken apart because of this situation.
And that's what's going to happen. We're going to make sure that this doesn't affect our friendship moving forward, because it's not worth it. Like, this whole thing's not worth it. And she's getting married. She's moving on to a new chapter of her life. And I want to be a part of that. I want to be a part of the wedding when she has kids. And I love her, and she loves me back. And that's all that matters. Exactly. At the end of the day.
Steph, I spoke to Zoe, and Zoe be cool with Momo staying with us. And then I spoke to Jax, and Jax is not sure about it. So
yeah, I don't think Momo would be good with Jax and Zoe. So I'm hoping that the whole wedding coordinator goes through with Momo being at
what
the bridal
suite. What a week with this whole thing. Wow.
Yeah. So, Steph, I've had dogs. I don't have them now. And if the dates work, like, there's a couple of things that we have going on. I don't know exactly the date of this wedding, but if you want me to watch Momo, I'll watch Momo. We take good care of our dogs. If that's a situation, I mean, part of me thinks I should ask Matt first, but he'll be fine with it.
Voluntold.
Yeah.
Voluntold.
Well, thank you guys for hearing me out. If your worst comes to worst and I need you guys to sit for Momo, thank you. I'll let you know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.